So I'm happy to announce that I'm now offering the Marketing Magic Workshop, which is an in-person half-day workshop, very hands-on, with a maximum of 5 people. So just go to my website, playcentric.com/workshop, to get on the wait list. And when we speak, mention that you've heard about this on the podcast and you'll get 10% off.
And welcome back to Building Success Stories with Ann Donnelly of Playcentric Digital Marketing. And Ann, we're almost at the end here. And the big thing is why? Why do this whole thing?
Yeah, so we talked about what. So we had the who, then we had the what. And the what was, what is the need or issue that your ideal customer has that you can provide a solution to? And that's really important, because if you have the solution and can communicate that to them clearly, that's going to win you that person over as a customer. But you need to also think about, like, the why. What is their why, right? Aspirationally, whether it's professional, whether it's personal, obviously it's going to depend on what type of business you have, if it's products, if it's services, if it's B2B, B2C. But you're still selling to a person. So for that person, what is their why? And if you can tap into that also, that will really help just magnify your message and get through to them, engage them that much more deeply and quickly too, because it'll really capture their attention. So we had talked before about whether there was a gatekeeper, right? If you're trying to get into a business and you can't get to the decision maker right away, but first you got to talk to the gatekeeper, well, you can attract the attention of the gatekeeper by assuring them that by working with you, you're going to make them look good. By them introducing you to the boss, to the decision maker, you're going to make them look good. Yeah, because that's probably somebody's aspiration in their job, their why. You know, why do they do the things they do in their job? Because they want to move up in their job. And it could be personal things too. They want more time with their family. They want to make more money. They want to have the best vacation ever. You know, they need to relax. They need to be stress-free. So what's the why? And this is why this is critical. Why? again, it just makes your communication with them, it like puts it on steroids, because it's really going to click with them. You know, so, and you might not be like saying this right out, but it's keeping it in the top of their mind, you know, that what, in the way that you're communicating this, whether it's on your website or through a social media post, the imagery that you use, you know, if success is important to your ideal audience and you can give them something that's going to help them get to that level, use imagery of successful people in your marketing, you know, the language that you use, you know, all of that. Like I talk a lot about if people work with me, I'm going to help them bring their business to the next level. Like, because I work with ambitious business owners that want to get to the next level. So that's why I'm trying to look at what aspirations they have.
And that kind of goes back to the clientele that you've chosen for your business, is having that aspiration and having those business owners want to rise to the success, so then you could even rise even better too.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you're working together with somebody that wants to grow their business, that's going to help you grow their business. It's like a circle, you know. It's like you're helping them, they're helping you, and you're all going to rise together. Like when I talked about like grading your clients A, B, C, or D, you know, the A's are the good ones. They're the ones that want to grow, you know, and you want to work with them. And the B's are the ones that want to, but they maybe don't know how to get there, but you can help them get there. You know, so those are your ideal people that you want to work with. But there's other kinds of whys. There's like, I just want to make it to the end of the day. Like, you know, depending on what you're offering, mm-hmm. you know, like if you're a counselor, you know, you might have people that are struggling and just want to make it to the end of the day. So I don't want to make this all like the nice part of it is thinking about, oh, all these people want to be successful and they want to be rich. They want to have a new boat, right? But, you know, there are some businesses where their audience is like someone that's just struggling to pay their bills and they need help with that. They need a counselor, you know, like a mental health counselor or even like a financial counselor. But on, you know, it could be on the different end of the spectrum of what we normally would think about. I know it's a bit of a downer, but let's be practical here. You know, it's nice to talk about like all the nice, like, oh, we belong to all sorts of wonderful organizations and we play golf and we do charity things. And, you know, but the majority of people might not be involved in those sorts of things. And there's a lot of businesses that are targeting those sorts of people too, you know, like insurance company. I laugh about insurance companies because, and I hope no one takes this personally, like I have a lot of good friends that are insurance agents and work for the agencies, but they all belong to all the chambers and they're all like, we want your business, call me. And then I call them and then they can't help me because my situation's a little bit different, like because I have international clients. So for me to get professional liability insurance is difficult. Because they're not used to dealing with that. Maybe if I was in New York City, I might be easier to find something like that. But they're all like, call me.
The market's definitely, we talk about the Glens Falls market. Certainly that's something, I mean, the markets change everywhere. But yeah, I would feel like you'd have better success kind of in the New York City or the bigger city areas for those types of things. And speaking of success, obviously, you know, you mentioned the different reasons why, and business owners have different levels of success that they have. Sometimes it's they want to carry on the family legacy. Sometimes, yeah. You know, they're happy where they are. Sometimes it's just a second gig for them to have that, you know, quote unquote, fun money to go and do vacation or go to a concert or go see family or maybe just travel alone. Like maybe that's what the business owner is into. So the success, you know, may vary per business as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and like some people do want to just retire halfway comfortably and other people really want to just make $1 billion. You know, so it's important to think about those things, too. And those are the things that might be a little bit harder because you're not going to go up to somebody and say, like, what's your why? But like, you can kind of find that out. Like, even like I talk a lot about networking with the chambers because that's something that I do a lot of. And I think it is a good way for people that have a local business to do. But I think also if your business isn't just a local business, it is a good way to make contacts, but also to do a bit of market research. You know, like luckily as a woman, I have access to women in business groups where we tend to get a little bit more personal. And I'm listening to people, you know, because I care, but also it is interesting for my business. So like how I came up with the idea for how to get in front of the right people is somebody mentioned that in a women's business council meeting. You know, so those are places to go where you can start to see about people's aspirations, you know. And if you talk about your own, then people might open up about theirs as well. And talking about your own, the other thing I want to talk about as far as why is this is a lot of work, right? It's a lot of hard work, but this is important for your business. And if you want your business to grow, you've got to do it. How do you keep motivated? Think about your why. So, you know, I think that's always the thing when you're like, oh, I just can't, like, I could have decided not to send my email out today because there was other things I wanted to do or could have done, but it's like, no, I need to get that email out because I want to be consistent with my marketing because that's then going to show how great I am at it, blah, 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 and then I'm going to be successful in my business.
Sometimes that happens too, like, I'm going to be honest, obviously my hours are a little earlier at the station this week, nothing. Just work is in the way, which is fine. But, you know, sometimes, like, it's like, I get up at my normal time at 9:33, or do I get up, 2 hours early and get a jump start and get ahead of the curve, so that way when I go into work, I'm already ahead of what I need to accomplish for the day. Obviously, whys change every single day. They change for different reasons. We're recording this on a Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday. Obviously, the weekend is approaching, and plus, too, your whys can change. Obviously, there's different circumstances, happening, with my second and third job at the moment. I mean, but those things we talked in the last episode of things that pop up. Well, things can pop up under your control, and that's why sometimes maybe your why changes.
Yeah, whys definitely do change, and I think you need to think about that. Like, we talked about how your business model might change, or your audience might change when someone was doing wedding invitations and then they got into baby announcement cards. So a couple looking to get, a young couple might have a different why to a couple with children, or a bigger family, or people looking to retire and at different stages of life, different stages of your business. During a pandemic, I mean, a lot of people learned that they had to really rethink things then. But, there's other things that happen that cause these things, recessions, problems with the stock market, supply chain issues where you just can't get the things that you need anymore. You need to keep all these things in mind. As a business person, it's important. So again, like I'm going to mention that people might think that this is a lot of work, but you need to set aside the time to actually do this work so that it will then make everything more easy.
We were kind of talking about the pandemic actually yesterday, and how the whys change for different people. Like, there are some people that I work with at the radio station that honestly they just do grocery delivery because they don't have to go into the store anymore. And like, that can be some things why something changes in the world per se. Sometimes your why changes, and this kind of ties in with grocery delivery, due to a convenience factor. It's convenient for someone to order their groceries and have them be at their doorstep. Obviously, that was around before the pandemic, but it's been more and more popular since then. So I think convenience also is maybe a big change of why, maybe, or why changes.
Yeah, or safety.
Yep.
Location. Yeah, things like that can change. Like, we talked about the weather. There's been a lot of crazy weather lately. And, my daughter was looking at getting a job, and then but it's like 30-minute drive. And then she's like, well, that'd be fine now, but in the wintertime, am I going to want to drive 30 minutes? Like, the roads might not be plowed. I might have trouble getting there.
We mentioned New York. It continues.
Right? But, so there's so many different factors to consider, but it's worth the time. I'm going to say this over and over and over again. And there's an article on the website that is how to make time for your marketing, because it is important. And I think it's something easy for people to not do, because you've got your day-to-day business stuff that you have to do because it's in front of you and there's people like demanding of you and it's got to be done. But if you don't do these things, you are slowing down the growth of your business.
And the progression as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah.
So you want those opportunities. So, it's deciding that, yes, I am going to do this, and scheduling time to do it. And if you need help, that's what I'm here for. So I'm giving you this information via the podcast, but there's a webinar on how to get in front of the right people. I did a webinar, and there's a recording of the webinar that you can get via my website. You just have to sign up for the mailing list if you haven't already. And then you can get access to that video. So that's the who, what, where, when, and why. So, if you were interested in what you heard today and think that it might help you with your business and want to know how to find out more, go to playcentric.com. And while you're there, you can book an initial call with me. Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you at least 3 ways that you can get more customers and increase sales to grow your business. And you might want to consider my new marketing strategy bootcamp, which is a day-long session with me. So give me a day and we can transform your business. So don't forget, go to playcentric.com. And if you're not going to book a call, sign up for my mailing list and you'll find out when each podcast episode is coming out and get some other really helpful information.